think that it's easy sitting here to underestimate the kind of sense of affront that you would have in the allied countries, even perhaps in Latin America, if we act without warning, without giving Khrushchev some way out. Even though it may be illusory, I think we still have to do it, because I think that the impact on opinion and the reaction would be very much different. A course of action where we strike without warning is like Pearl Harbor. It's the kind of conduct that one might expect of the Soviet Union. It is not conduct that one expects of the United States. And I have a feeling that this 24 hours to Khrushchev is really indispensable.
And then he says, well, if you do that, we're going to grab Berlin. The point is, he probably grabbed Berlin anyway.
Sure, we go ahead.
He's going to take Berlin anyway.
We pay that price.
I suspect the price we pay to Khrushchev will be about the same, whether we give him the advance warning or don't give him the advance warning. The advance warning has the advantage of possibly giving him an out that would reduce the requirement that we enter with military force. That's a bare possibility, not great. It has the advantage George just mentioned of causing less friction with the rest of the world. It has some disadvantages, a reduction in military supplies, but the disadvantage of that is not very great. It carries with it, however, I believe, the great disadvantage that once you start down that course, he outmaneuvers you.
Well, the only advantage I see to it is the one you say, George, and that is that if you decide to do this, and you want to put yourself in the right position with the world, you, as part of a program that never stops, you have 24-hour notice, but you're under no illusion anything he says is going to stop you. You go ahead and do it. You're not doing it for the purpose of getting him to come up and do something. You're doing it to set the stage.
If you go the blockade route, you can take more time in these steps. On the other hand, you hold the danger of his outmaneuvering.
You grab Berlin, of course, then everybody will fear we lost Berlin because of these missiles, which, as I say, do not bother them.
I guess that he would not immediately attack Berlin, but he would precipitate the real crisis at first in order to try to temper all morality.
The difference is that we, in Cuba, we've shown that we will take action at a point which nobody knows. That's a great danger now. Although, I think we'll never take action. So I think our position
is... I think you and I agree. I think the precipitation of a Berlin crisis is just as bad if we've let this happen to us against all our promises to ourselves.
I mean, in other words, late November when he crashed Berlin.
What do we do when we move into Berlin?
If we could trade off Berlin and not have it our fault.
Well, that's the thing. You've already
acted
in Cuba.
Well, when we're talking about taking Berlin, what do we mean exactly? Did we take it with Soviet troops?
That's what I was thinking.
And we have, I think there's a real possibility that we have U.S. troops there. What do?
They fight.
I think that's perfectly clear. You know, we're on
blockade, that it would be
an act of aggression against.